This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Let's celebrate Independence Day. I've got a special message for you about food independence. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, author of Food Forensics, Lab Science Director of CWC Labs, editor of naturalnews.com. Happy Independence Day if you're in the United States. July 4th holiday is all about our independence. And if you're in the UK, by the way, congratulations to all of you for your very courageous and dedicated vote to exit the European Union. You achieved a victory with the Brexit vote, and now you can finally maybe get out from underneath the thumb of tyranny from Brussels. So congratulations to all of you. Now, this special message is very timely, and I'm going to keep it as short as possible, not going to drag this out. But let's talk about why food independence matters so much. You think you live as a free citizen in a free country, but if you don't have food independence, you're wrong. If you have to depend on the government to give you access to meals or through EBT cards to actually pay for your meals, or if you have to depend on grocery stores to have food in stock, then you are not free. You are enslaved to the system one way or another. And if you don't believe me, look at Venezuela. Venezuela is in a state of outright collapse because socialism doesn't work. And so the citizens there have now reached the point of mass starvation. Food shortages are very widespread. And the government, of course, blames America for all the problems of its own country. Even though socialism fails, socialism, like every other government system, wants to blame somebody else. So they're trying to blame the United States for their own internal problems, and they're using food as a weapon to control and manipulate the citizens. Any citizens who are opposed to the current leader of Venezuela, who I think is Maduro, is denied food. And those who promote the leader, the dictator, well, they get food. They get some food. And the military is doing all the food distribution at this point. So it's really a martial law, a food police state at this point. And again, if you don't have the right politics, they will starve you out. Now, you can imagine if that ever happened in the United States under, let's say, a president, Hillary Clinton, anyone who wasn't pro-Clinton would be starved to death, would be denied food. All the food would be sent to the cities, not the countryside, because they know the cities is where their voting block is. You know, more liberals live in the cities, more conservatives live out in the country. But the effort wouldn't work because people who live in the country tend to be more self-sufficient anyway. And let's talk about that, because this is Independence Day, and it's time for you to take some steps over this holiday weekend to be more independent with your own food. How can you be more independent? What can you do to be more self-reliant? There are some simple things. And I urge you to take this weekend opportunity, this holiday, to start sprouting, or start a garden, or start growing lettuce in hydroponic grow systems. And I'll give you some practical items that you can use here. Sprouting is super easy. You can sprout using nothing but a jar, a glass jar, and a sprouting lid. You just rinse it a couple of times a day, and you can sprout. It's very, very easy. If you want something more elaborate, you can buy a sprouting system. There's the Easy Green Microfarm Sprouter. I use that. Very high volume production, fairly automated system, easy to use. So that's been working great. If you want to plant something, I actually urge you to use the non-electric hydroponic system that I developed. And it uses no electricity, no pumps, super easy to grow food. You can grow massive amounts of lettuce, beets. You can grow herbs, oregano, rosemary, thyme, parsley, cilantro. all these things. You can grow all kinds of greens. You can grow spinach. You can grow Swiss chard, all kinds of things in it. And it's virtually effortless. There's no soil. There's no weeding. There's no bending down. And again, there's no pumps and no electricity. You simply water, you pour water into a bucket, you add nutrients, the system waters itself. That's available at foodrising.org or supplysource.com. At foodrising.org, I show you how to build your own system, and I encourage you to do that. If you don't want to build your own system, you can buy them already pre-made at supplysource.com. And the system, I designed this particular system based on the work of Professor Kratke of the University of Hawaii, I believe in Hilo, who observed the indigenous farming techniques of the natives of Taiwan. And they were using a floating raft system to grow food in swamps using root systems that were partially aerated and partially submerged in water. It's a very interesting system. It's a great way that Mother Nature has created to allow you to grow enormous quantities of food very, very easily and inexpensively. Doing this, you can grow an enormous amount of medicine and food at home very easily. I also encourage you to look into backyard chickens. You may know I take care of a lot of chickens. I've got about 50 chickens right now. I don't know, about 40 of them are hens. I've got too many roosters at the moment. I'm laughing because I was just watching a hen chase a grasshopper. She was really booking. Let me tell you, haven't seen a hen move that quickly in a long time. But I've got about 50 chickens in total, and they produce a lot of eggs. And the eggs, of course, are just a wonderful source of protein and fat for your diet. It's super clean if you have your own chickens. Very, very clean. So definitely look into that if it's legal to do in your area. Look into backyard chickens. If it's not legal, move away and move to a place where it is legal. I'm serious about that. Ask yourself right now in Venezuela, what is one egg worth? It's worth a small fortune. People are standing in line for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, sometimes to get nothing but a cup of flour and one egg. And some people get nothing. You know, people are in starvation mode. It's really, really bad in Venezuela. What's the value of having your own chickens and your own eggs, being able to grow your own lettuce or even strawberries for that matter? What's the value of knowing how to produce your own food? Well, it's infinite value because in a starvation scenario or a food collapse scenario, you've got skills and assets that nobody else has. Now, some of you listening might say, well, these are far-fetched scenarios. We're never going to have starvation in America. There's so much food. People are obese. Yeah, people are obese because they're not getting enough nutrition, but they're getting too many calories. So you can't count that as too much food. It's actually too much processed garbage. And check this out. FEMA ran a, or a FEMA contractor ran a simulation called, it was a social unrest simulation that involved a 395% food price spike. This was a study published by CNA Corporation in December of 2015. And it's a detailed simulation of a global food crisis from the year 2020 to 2030. The simulation was entitled Food Chain Reaction. And it was a desktop gaming exercise. I'm reading now from an online news report, a desktop gaming exercise involving the participation of 65 officials from countries around the world. And it looked at what would happen if there's a global food collapse or shortage. And it talked about spikes in oil prices. It talked about climate change causing crop failures and confused responses from the international communities disrupting food supply. So, well, that's interesting that a contractor to FEMA was itself looking very intensely at a 10-year-long global food shortage and food disruptions and so on. That's not proof that it's going to happen, but it is evidence that there are other people looking at this inside government or the government contracting industry. Does that mean that you should get prepared? Well, actually, you should be prepared for all of your own reasons, regardless of what the government is doing. It should be obvious, actually, at this point. If you look around our world and you just observe what's going on, you know that most of the practices you see today are not sustainable. Agriculture, with all the chemicals and the destruction of soils and the erosion and the genetically modified crops, not sustainable. You know, you look at the use of oil, not sustainable, not in the long term. You look at the destruction of the ecosystem, the destruction of ocean fish populations, marine ecosystems, the pollution of rivers and streams, the deforestation, which changes patterns in rainfall, causing more weather radicalization. It's the deforestation, I believe, that has caused more droughts and floods than anything related to climate change. You know, it's humanity. It's human beings building dams, which is incredibly stupid. Building dams, building concrete cities where the water can't soak into the ground anymore, so the water collects and accumulates and becomes catastrophic because everything's concrete now. So mankind has created the catastrophe and now can't figure out how to stop it. You know, the same thing is probably going to happen with GMOs, runaway genetic pollution, or the glyphosate chemical poisoning of the food supply and the soils and even our own bodies. Massive infertility for 3 to 4 generations. That's next for humanity. So if you are aware of anything that's really happening, then you should be prepared. You should be as self-reliant as possible if you want to make it through whatever difficult times are coming. As a plug here, I've got, I believe it's the world's first, well, I don't know if it's the world's first, it might be the second, certified organic, no, it is the first, certified organic, lab-validated, organic, storable food buckets. They're called Ranger Buckets. You can get them at the Natural News store. And we've only got a few hundred at a time because it's hard to get some of these ingredients. But these are all laboratory validated and certified organic storable food. If you look at most of the storable food that's out there, it's loaded with GMOs and loaded with MSG. I mean, it's really atrocious. You look at the popular brands like Wise Foods, not so wise, in my opinion. You look at their ingredients, they're just garbage. It's time that if you're going to do storable food, you need to get quality storable food. Otherwise, you're just poisoning yourself with food that is contributing to death and disease, and it's called survival food. It doesn't even make any sense. If food's supposed to keep you alive, it should be healthy, not filled with poison, toxic chemicals, MSG, excitotoxins, all these other things. So this is a basic principle to keep in mind. Storable food should be healthy food, so check out Ranger Buckets at store.naturalnews.com. In any case, I want to wish you a happy Independence Day and a fruitful one. I want you to enjoy this July 4th holiday because we don't know, we honestly don't know if the world will be the same next July 4th. We don't know if America will be the same. We don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, the European Union is now crumbling. Bank shares are falling off a cliff all across the EU, which I think is a good thing, by the way, because we need independent nations to have self-rule. And we need to stop this push toward globalism. We have to get away from globalism. It doesn't work. Just like Venezuela's socialism doesn't work, the EU's globalism doesn't work either. So it's time to escape, really, those failed systems and do something good for humanity for a change. It's time to renew humanity, renew our liberty and freedom and our independent national sovereignty. It's time to protect our borders. It's time to be more self-reliant and independent and less centralized as the structure of society. We need redundancy. We need sustainability. We need decentralization. We need local food. You know, it's always interesting. I hear progressives say, well, we should all eat local. But then when it comes to government, they support a big, monstrous, centralized government. It's like, don't you people realize that's a contradiction? If your food should be local, your politics should be local too. Eat local, live local. You know, why do you want Washington, D.C. calling the shots from halfway across the country or all the way across the country and dictating to you food policies? Like right now, did you know, by the way, that the U.S. Senate has reached a secret agreement to outlaw all GMO labeling laws nationwide? They're going to ban GMO labeling laws that have already been passed by states like Vermont. And then they're going to ban all GMO labeling for 2 years. And then they're going to roll out this digital symbol that you have to scan, and they're going to call that GMO labeling, but they won't use words. It's a symbol. It's machine code. You have to be a machine to be able to read it. This is what they call labeling. It's insane. This is what happens when you have a big centralized government ruling over you and your food. And this is the whole point of why we had July 4th, Independence Day, you know, independence from Britain, the rule of the King of England. This was the whole point, to get away from centralized government tyranny, totalitarian regimes, the oppression of our civil rights, our constitutional rights, our right to free speech, our right to bear arms, our right to be free from self-incrimination, Fifth Amendment, right to be safe from illegal searches and seizures, the Fourth Amendment, and so on and so forth. This is the whole point of Independence Day. So when you go out and celebrate this year, don't just say, ooh, look at the pretty fireworks. No, think about what it really means. Think about freedom, liberty, independence, and think about how are you going to survive the next year if it all starts hitting the fan like it has done in Venezuela. And it looks like things are starting to unravel in Europe right now. So how are you going to make it? Are you food self-reliant yet? Have you achieved food independence? If not, you're going to line up in a FEMA camp to get processed, genetically modified junk food served up by a totalitarian government? Is that your plan? I hope not. I hope your plan is to live free, be self-reliant, live out in the country somewhere, get away from the suicide cities. I call them suicide cities because that's what they are. Human tombs, just large-scale tombs for mass starvation and death. If anything goes wrong, cities are not sustainable systems. So get out in the country where you can survive, where you can be sustainable. Enjoy your holiday, but think seriously about where things are headed in this world and make sure that you plan accordingly. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.